Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud, the second Mishnah in our Perek, continuing with issues of She'elah and using the para, the cow, as the model. Hashoel ta para, sha'ala chatziyom uschara chatziyom. Let's say you borrowed it for half a day and rented it for half a day. Sha'ala hayom uschara lamachar, or one day and the next day. Sachar chat v'sha'ala chat ubeita, or you rented one and borrowed a different one from the same owner and one of them died. Hamashil omer sh'ula meita, or b'yom shaita sh'ula meita. The lender says that it was the borrowed one, or on the day that it was borrowed in the other scenario. In the first case, during the half a day that it was borrowed, that's when it died. And the borrower, the user, says, I don't know when it died, or which one of them died. He has to pay. And we'll take a good look at that and the implications of that statement. Now, flip it. Hasocher omer, schura meita, b'yom shaita schura meita, b'shah shaita schura meita. In other words, the user testified that it died as a schura, which means he's exempt. Valomer neodeh, and the shoal and the mashal, the owner says, I don't know. Patur, then the borrower doesn't have to pay. Now, zelmer shulav, zelmer schura. If the lender says it was shula in your chayiv, and the borrower says, no, it was rented at the time, or was the rented one, or was the half a day, etc., then yishara socher schura meita. He doesn't have to pay. So the user takes an oath that it was the rented one, or during the hour of renting, or the day of renting, however it is, that'll exempt him, and he doesn't have to pay. Zelmen yodeh, zelmen yodeh, yachloku. If they both say, we don't know, then they split it, and we of course know that that associates itself with the opinion of Sumchus. Now, the Gemara immediately hops on the first case, where if the lender says it was something that would create a chiyuv, it was lent at the time, or the lent and the borrowed animal, and the other one says, eini yodea, you have to pay, so shavmine mani li biyad chav, alomer eini yodea chayav, that if I say, you owe me money, and the other guy says, I don't know, that he's chayav to pay. That's exactly what our case is. But that, of course, puts itself into a huge machloket among the early Amoraim. Dei lemate avatiyuv tid Rav Nachman. This is a challenge to Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan. Deit marman li biyad chav alomer in yodea. So in such a case, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri, chayav. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, the second generation Amoraim, say you have to pay, like we seem to say. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri, patur. And Rav Nachman and his colleague in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan, said patur. So the answer is that this case may be different. Because the Amar Rav Nachman gon sheish esek shvua b'nehen. Rav Nachman says that I will cede the point that the fellow who says eini yodea does have to pay in a case where there already is some sort of chiyuv shvua. He can't take the shvua because he doesn't know, and therefore he has to pay. But in a straight-up case where I say, you owe me money, and I say, I don't know what you're talking about, or I don't know if I do or not, then I'm patur. So now, how could that be in our case? In other words, look at our Mishnah, and how would we have a case of Esek Shvua? The answer is, Kidirava de Amarava, Manal Yadchav, Alomer, Inlachav Yadi, Alachamishim, Vashar, Eni Odea. So if a fellow says, you owe me $100, the other guy says, I only owe you 50, the other 50 I don't know about. So what happens? He has to take a shvua because it's modu miktzat. But mitoch she'eino yachol lishvua, he can't take a shvua because he doesn't know. What's he going to take a shvua? I swear I don't know. That's not a shvua. So therefore, he has to pay the entire 100. So therefore, we have the same sort of situation here. Mishkacha l'areisha b'shtayim v'sefer b'shalosh. But if that's the case, then the first situation where we had an animal that was rented, one animal that was rented for half a day and borrowed for half a day, or rented for one day and borrowed for one day, you have to posit two animals there. In the third case, really, where the fellow says that where there were two animals, there really have to be three animals. And let's see how it plays out. The fellow says, I gave you two. Half a day borrowed, half a day rented on both. One day borrowed, one day rented. And they both died, and I claim they both died during the time or the day of borrowing. So you're chayiv. And the user says, one of them, yes, I agree, died during that time. So now there's a mode of mikzat. And the other one, I don't know if it died during the time of borrowing and during the time of renting. And therefore, mitoch she'eino yachol lishava mishalem. Therefore, since the user can't take a shvua, because after all, what can he say? I don't know. Therefore, he has to pay the entire amount. V'sefer b'shalosh. The next case in the Mishnah, which is the case of the two animals, really has to be three animals. Why? De'amar le'shalosh parot natati lach. The lender says, I gave you three. Shtayim b'shela alachat b'schirut. Two were borrowed, one was rented. U'meitu hanatati d'shela. And I claim the two that died were borrowed ones. You owe me them both. V'amar le'shola. The shola says, in chadar shela meitu. One of them that died was a borrowed one. Idach le'adani d'shela meitu v'dekayim b'schiruti. I don't know if the other one that died was a sheila, and the one that's alive is schirut. It is schirut meitav adekayim sheilahi, and the one that's alive is the other sheula, and the one that died was schirut. And therefore, talk shein echol shavam shalein. Therefore, since he can't take a shvua about the other one, he has to pay for two. Now, that's all not according to Rambam Bar Chama. But remember, Rambam Bar Chama's position, Dama Abba, Shomrim Tzrichin Kfir B'Miktzat V'Odab B'Miktzat. We saw Rambam Bar Chama and Baba Kama that the Shomrim, when they take an oath to exempt themselves, it has to model itself after the oath of Modab B'Miktzat, in which they deny part of culpability, but they accept part of the liability. So therefore, we have to now ramp it up by one in each case. Mishkachat Al-Resha V'Shalosh Sefer B'Arba. The first case, which are the first two cases, about half a day or 2 days, is the Resha, and there you have to have three cows, and the Seifa, where there were two cows, have to be now four. Watch it. Resha b'shalosh, tamar l'shalosh, prat natati l'cha. In the first case, the guy says, I gave you three cows. Pal gadiyom b'shelo, pal gadiyom b'schirut, inami chad yom b'shelo, chad yom b'schirut. I gave you three cows, half a day borrowed, half a day rented, or one day borrowed, one day rented. Umeitu shalosh kulu b'idan sheila. And they all died during the time or day of rent, of borrowing. And the user said, one of them, it never happened. And one, I agree that you're right. So there's kfir b'miktzat, hodav b'miktzat, and then v'idach lo yadana, b'idan shela meita, v'idan shela meita. The third one, I don't know about. So mitoch she'ne achol shavah mishalem. Therefore, he cannot, and the point of Rambam Chama is, you have to have another cow in there that the fellow says, lahadam, never happened, in order there to be kfir b'miktzat. So he has to say, has to be in a position to say, one of them never happened. You never lent it to me. One of them, I agree with you, it died as a shula. The other one, I don't know. And so therefore, since he can't take an oath about the second one, he has to pay for two, not for three. Sefer ba'arba, the last case that looked like it had two cows, has four. Damrele arba po natati lach. The guy says, I gave you four. Shalosh b'shele v'char b'schirut. Three were borrowed, one was rented. Umeitu hanach shalosh t'shele. Three that died were all the borrowed ones. You owe me three. The Amarle, Shoel, and the fellow answers, Chana lahadam. One of them never happened. So there's only three to talk about. There's your kfira. Chana in the Shela Meta. And the other one, he says, one of them that died certainly was borrowed, and therefore that I owe you. There's your Hodab Miktsad. V'idach le'adana idischirut meta udakaima de Shela. And as far as the other one that died goes, I don't know if the one that died is the schura, and I only owe you one. And the Sheilu Shula is alive. The Sheilu Meita, Udekai Meshiru, to the opposite. And therefore he has to pay for two. Okay, now back in the Mishnah, it says, Zelmer Shula, Zelmer Shura, Yishavah Socher Shishura Meita. Interesting question. The lender says it was a Shula. The other fellow says it was rented, and he takes an oath that it was rented. The response is not at all in kind to the claim. Normally, when you make a claim, so you claim, you owe me 100, the other guy says, I agree that I borrowed money, I borrowed less, or I owe you less, I already paid back. It's got to be in the same kind. This is sort of like saying, I lent you wheat, and you say, no, I only owe you some barley. So the same thing with Sheila and Schura. So Ma'ulai de Gilgul. This can only happen if there's Gilgul Shvua, which means there's already a Shvua there. How? Tamarli Shtavali Izu Mihat Uchidarkameta. So he says, okay, I'll provisionally or arguendo claim that accept that it was a schura, but at least admit that it died, take a shura that it died kedarka, as opposed to machat malacha. Omigula mishtaba de kedarka meta, once I've got him taking the oath that it died kedarka, mishtaba nami de schura meta, I can then make him take the oath that it was a schura. Now, in the last case, Zemani Odeva, Zemani Odeva, Amani Sumchus, like I mentioned in the Mishnah, that follows Sumchus, Tamar Mamun Hamuta Basafik Cholkin, and of course we saw it at the very, very beginning of our Masechet. Okay, last piece is Boy Rabbi Abba Bar Memel. He asked the question. Sheila b'Baalim, Sha'ala b'Baalim, Schara Shalom b'Baalim Ma'u. Let's say he borrowed the animal, and the owner came along, and then the owner finished his work and left, and then instead of returning the animal, he went ahead and rented it. Do we say that each act is separate, and therefore we now have a new schirut shaloba bailim, and therefore if something happens, the fellow is chayiv? Or do we say that the sheila is now continued into the schirut, and therefore the original, continued in the schirut, and therefore it's considered schirut bailim, and if the animal dies, he's pater. And how do I know that? After all, in either case, you're chayv b'gnei v'avaveda, so there is some sort of a continuum from the sheila to the schirut. Now, if you take the second position, what I'm calling lemma 2, on the page, then let's ask this question. What do you flip it? Let's say he started by renting it with the owner, and then he's, instead of returning it, he borrowed it further, and the owner wasn't there. Didn't come along. Sheila mischirut vaday lo shaycha. Do you say, well, look, sheila is a more intense thing, so it can't really connect to the schirut. But there is one point at which it's connected, which is gnev avaveda. Kamanda shaycha b'chol adame. So maybe we could consider it one general continuum. Now, imtin saloma, we're going to call this 2A. Imtin saloma, lo amrin kamanda shaycha miktsat, kamanda shaycha b'chol adame. If you follow 2A, then follow this one. You borrowed it with the owner. You then rented it without the owner. And then you turned around and re-borrowed it again without the owner. Mahu. Do we say that the borrowing comes now back to its original place? Maybe the schirut interrupts it in the middle. And now flip it. The same thing, just flip it. And the answer to both of them is teiku. Now, here we get into an interesting piece, is do we say that all five questions really are teiku, or do we only say the last one is a teiku? So the simple read of the Gemara is the whole thing's a teiku, the entire presentation is unsettled. But the Rambam has a particular shita in which he says that whenever the Gemara raises two possibilities and follows only one fork using the term imtim salomar, if you want to accept lemma 1 or lemma 2 and follows that down and ignores the other one, then that means that's the halacha. And I quoted on the page, the Rambam, in Hilchot Shelo Pikadon, Perek Bet Halacha Yad, paskins in accordance with the fork that we followed, which is that if you borrowed it b'balim and then rented it, or vice versa, either way, it continues and it's considered b'balim all the way. However, in the last two cases, he does leave it as a teiku because that's how it's resolved in the Gemara, or not resolved in the Gemara. Okay, we'll pick up Mishnah Gimel in the next podcast and continue on in our study of the eighth parak of Bava Metzia. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.